We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Learn more at KansasStrong.com. Now, here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, good evening, Wildcat football fans. Welcome to the Chris Kleiman Show Special Spring Edition. Tonight, we will hear from Coach Kleiman, along with offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham, newly appointed associate head coach Van Malone, and newly appointed defensive coordinator Joe Klanderman. So a fun show for you tonight. It's great to have you along with us. Our goal tonight is to give you a perspective on what these K-State coaches and players have been doing through a very difficult time here, fighting through COVID-19, in addition to trying to get ready for a 2020 college football season. With that, we welcome the head coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Chris Kleiman. Coach, I'm going to just say bluntly, it is great to see you. I'm excited to sit down and talk Kansas State football with you. It's been way, way, way too long.
It really has. I can't believe that we're into May now and how long this has lasted. It is great to see you as well and to talk a little football.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this has been like. It's changed the world. There's no question about that. Let's talk about how it's changed K-State football. What are the challenges that you've had of not so much working with your staff who's here, but communicating with the current players and trying to recruit? I would think it'd be a heck of a challenge.
It really is. It's you're learning every day of what you need to accomplish on that day. From our staff standpoint, nobody's required to come in. A few guys trickle in and out, but we have Zoom meetings as a staff a couple times a week to kind of get the lay of the land. And then with our players, we have a lot of Zoom position meetings. We have a team meeting with 125 guys, which is hard to do, but we do that as well. They have academic meetings. They have tutors. I can't imagine how difficult that is in some courses. And then from a recruiting standpoint, that's probably where if there's any advantage, that's what you're doing more. But I think every staff in America is doing that more, is recruiting, is the FaceTimes, the Zoom calls, and virtual campus tours, so to speak. And I know our staff's doing a tremendous job of that as well. But it's still, until you get a young man on campus, it's hard to really show him how great K-State is.
That is an interesting point, because you have done a lot of meetings with potential players to come here, and yet we don't know whether they will be able to have an on-campus visit and or when. What are the challenges with that, and what do you think might be lying ahead on that front?
Yeah, I take any player or any prospect, for example. You know, we've had texts with them, then we had phone calls with them, and then we say, okay, now we're going to tour you through the stadium. Now we're going to tour you through the weight room. Now we're going to tour you through Jardine. Now we're going to tour you through all these different entities, our academic building, everything here, and then talk to the kid, okay, what else do you need to see? And the prospect or the mother will say, I need to see. I need to be there. I need to have my feet on the ground in that on that campus to see if it's the right fit. And so we're trying to do everything we can as if it were a junior day in March or April of getting all those questions answered. So the professors here have been phenomenal visiting with our student with our prospects as well. But until they get on campus, and I don't know if that's going to be this summer. We hope it'll be this summer. If it's not, then I'm afraid that this early signing period will be canceled this year, and they'll push that back because then the kids only have an opportunity in the fall to visit.
Give us a sense of how many times you have been on a Zoom meeting with the Big 12 coaches or the coaches and the athletic directors together and those types of things. Because under these circumstances, Coach, I would think that those would be paramount meetings.
Yeah, I know Gene's been on meetings with athletic directors multiple times during the week, and they've brought us football coaches in as of late. Had a few last week. We have a several moving forward here over the next couple weeks just to come up with some plans, just to come up with some different scenarios, so to speak, based on when we could get everybody back on campus. The optimal thing for us would be 6 weeks to have your student athletes come on campus. Gives them 2 weeks with Coach Dawson and the strength and conditioning staff, and then 4 weeks with three being camp and one being your game week before a game. That's optimal, but this world isn't optimal right now. So we're continuing to find out more and more on a daily basis. We have more meetings this week.
Let's go back to those Zoom meetings with the current players. I've thought about this a lot. I mean, you have players from a lot of places in the country. And when they're trying to work out and do those things at home, some have proper equipment, some do not. You mentioned Coach Dawson a moment ago. What have been the challenges there? Because I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I think Coach Dawson and his staff have done a phenomenal job of, tell me what you have and I'll design a workout for you. And that's what we've done. There's some kids that have limited weight access. There's some kids that have quite a bit of weights. There's some kids that have nothing, that it's all body weight stuff and conditioning and running. And then the meeting stuff with our coaches. Everybody has an iPad. They can follow along on the iPad. But some guys' Wi-Fi is stronger than others. Some of them are sharing a computer or sharing that iPad because they have a brother or sister and they don't have multiple devices in the house. And so every situation is different. We empathize with that. But, you know, it's like we say, every day is a new day and every day is a challenge to do your best and get the most out of that day.
Coach, I've said many, many times, one of the most impressive things that I saw last year was just how quickly you and your staff connected with the players, them buying in, as I think the way you described it and called it. How much with that closeness, I guess I'll call it, has helped try to fight through this where we're basically doing so much long distance?
It's really helped. And we have a leadership council of about 14 or 15 guys that I lean on quite a bit, bounce ideas off of them, get the pulse of some things from those guys, have those guys reach out to the handful of guys that we're struggling sometimes to track down or maybe aren't turning in something academically or whatever it may be. And so you got to have great leadership during this time. And obviously it starts at the top with Gene Taylor, and it goes down to the coaches at every sport. And then within your program, you have to have tremendous leaders on each side of the ball for us so that they can be sometimes your guys' voice as coaches.
When you have success, and K-State did a year ago in your first season, winning 8 games, people are going to notice. And because of that, Chris Dawson had an opportunity to move on or at least look at a big-time job at Alabama. Did not go. But you did lose Scotty Hazleton. And I thought it was very interesting. You took almost no time in replacing him with Joe Klanderman and then obviously hired a linebackers coach in Steve Stannard, who you certainly have, you know, a track record with. Tell me why Joe Klanderman and then Coach Stannard.
A couple things. Well, Joe's been, and he'd tell you the same thing, he's been interviewing for the job for about 8 years because he and I have been together for so long. And I know he's just done a phenomenal job. I want him to learn a new way of doing things from Scotty, and Scotty did a phenomenal job here. But when Coach Hayes left, it was going to be simple for me as far as keeping some continuity. We played really good defense last year, and the kids are believing what we're doing. And between all our defensive coaches, but I really needed to get more out of Van Malone. So we asked Van to be the assistant head coach, and he's taken so many things off my plate. It's been such a godsend to have him in that position. And then Joe to be the defensive coordinator. I just thought there'd be so much more continuity with then going outside. And then you talk Coach Standard. Steve and I coached together. He was a linebacker coach and I was a D coordinator when we won a couple of national championships at North Dakota State. I saw the way he handled linebackers. I saw the way he coached. I saw the way he helped me game plan. A seasoned veteran coach that will bring out the best in our guys.
You are taking a listen today as we talk about Kansas State football to the Chris Klieman Show special spring edition. We'll take a break here and talk about next fall when we come back in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Two are Dylan's associates. For the long hours and late nights, for the miles traveled and the shelves restocked, for making a difference in our customers' lives. Everyone at the Kroger family of brands and our customers say thank you. Dylan's, fresh for everyone.
Dylan's is now hiring, with immediate openings available to help keep our stores open and stocked. Apply today at jobs.dylans.com.
People's State Bank offers 10 convenient locations statewide. Whether you're looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking, or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Buying tires from the discount place with absolutely no service. Now, that was about as good of an idea as when you had Elmer Fudd tattooed on your arm. When you need service, you need it now, not later. And the folks at Kansas Land Tire understand that. The company was founded over 40 years ago with an understanding and commitment to serving you with quality tires, service second to no one, and people that are committed to your uptime. Find the nearest Kansas Land Tire store at thetirestore.com. And remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
I'm Todd Graves of Raising Cane's. We've always operated with the highest standards of food safety, cleanliness, and health. And recently, we've taken even greater measures. This is very personal to me. I know how important it is to have a trusted, safe, and clean place to feed you and your loved ones. Raising Cane's is open and here to serve you our quality chicken finger meals and drinks through our drive-thrus and takeout. Go to RaisingCane's.com for details or call your local Cane's. One love.
Welcome back to the Chris Klieman Show, Spring Edition. I'm Wyatt Thompson with the coach of the Cats. Let's talk K-State football. The fall will get here at some point. We don't know exactly how and when this season will be played out. But let's kind of preview the team a little bit, Coach. And I think it's pretty obvious that when you start, it's a great thing to have a fifth-year senior starting quarterback back. I think you have to start there, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. Skyler had a tremendous offseason, had a really good junior season. I think his best football is still in front of him because he's feeling more and more comfortable in our system. Tremendous leader, does the things the right way as far as challenging guys. So that's exciting, especially when you don't have spring ball, to have your quarterback coming back. I like the group of running backs we have. I was really expecting a lot and excited for Harry Trotter this year. I think Harry was going to have a breakout, and I still think he's going to have a breakout season. Would have liked to have seen some spring ball to see how he developed. And we have some younger backs, as everybody knows. Wide receivers, we have a lot of guys coming back. We lost a great one in Dalton Schoen, but we have a lot of players coming back, and Joaquin and YB and Phillip and Malik and Landry. We have a good crew there. And the biggest question is our offensive line. And you can only do so many Zoom meetings in the offensive line before you have to put your face on somebody and see if somebody can move people and block people. We like our athleticism there up front. I've been really impressed with Noah Johnson as a leader of that group. We moved Logan Long from tight end to offensive line, and Logan's a tremendous leader as well. So I like our makeup of the type of players we have there, but we need to get more experience on offensive line.
That's an interesting point about the leadership of those guys, especially with Logan with a position change. But I have to ask you about Noah, because he was a backup a year ago, didn't play a whole heck of a lot, and yet everybody – associated with K-State football has talked about him a lot this spring and what he's doing. Describe for our fans what it is that has made him stand out, I guess.
For a guy that hasn't taken the snaps, the amount of respect that he has garnered by how he approaches his daily business is something that I really look at and marvel at, because he works extremely hard in the weight room. He challenges guys. He'll go to eat with a different guy in the cafeteria or the training table just to spend some more time with people. Talking to him over the last few weeks, he's snapping, you know, 100 snaps a day out of the gun and stuff, just to make sure that he is ready to go. But I'm so impressed with him. And then he's done a nice job of challenging the Ben Adlers and Katoris and Duff and Revis, the guys that have at least some experience to come along with him.
It is, I think, when you look at Connor Riley and the job he did a year ago, I think everybody thought it was easy. And it wasn't easy. But he made it look so because he had a veteran group and he can really coach. As you see it, you mentioned that this group may be a little bit more athletic in some ways. How does that equate to having success when you don't have as much experience? Because that's the hard part.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot on that side of the ball with Coach Mess, and Coach Mess knows offensive football as well as anybody. Of, we may have to simplify some things this year. We may not have as many things in the playbook. Wait a minute, you should, because you have a fifth-year quarterback. Right. But how much can that offensive line take on? And that's where we have to, and as well as some young backs other than Harry and Tyler. So we're going to have to probably scale back early on so that these five guys up front can play as one. And we'll have seven or eight, maybe nine guys playing. But we need to have that group playing as one. And what are the things that those guys can do well together? And that's what we'd have to emphasize.
I know you get asked a lot about Joshua Youngblood being a freshman All-American return guy from a year ago. He was awesome. And yet, I don't think we've seen him even scratch the surface of the potential that he may have as a receiver. How do you get him to take that next step, still being a very young player? Because let's be honest, this is big-time college football here. It's not easy, and I'm sure he knows that, and you know that.
Yeah, his athleticism took over and took over a lot of games last year. Now it's going to be his mind, and he has to continue to watch film. I know how much film he's watched, how he picks coaches' brains and stuff. He's seeing what coverages mean now, of how to get open, and where are those little soft spots. Those are the things that I'm expecting and counting on Josh to be able to do. Because we have to find ways to get him the football, whether that's out of the backfield, whether that's running go routes, whether that's running crossing routes. We have to find ways to get Josh involved more so we can get more touches to him. But Josh has to do a great job of understanding, here's how they're going to use me and how can I make that to be as successful as I can.
Visiting with Kansas State head football coach Chris Klieman, and as we transition towards the defense, when I started talking about offense, I started with fifth-year senior quarterback Skylar Thompson. I think defensively you have to start, even though he's not a senior yet, but he's a heck of a player and a leader, and that's Wyatt Hubert.
Yeah, Wyatt's a tremendous player, all Big 12 player returning that was going to miss spring ball because of a season-ending surgery or end-of-the-year surgery he had. But I think he's one of the elite defensive linemen in college football, not the Big 12, but in college football. And so we just need to find another book in with him, like we had with Reggie last year, to be able to take some pressure off of people always trying to slide their protection to Wyatt. I'm excited about the depth we have in the defensive line. You're going to see some young players in there as well. Khalid Duke's coming along. I like what Eli Huggins and Drew Wiley do up front. I think those guys are, Mitty and Deshaun are really good, and I'm excited to see what those two guys can do as well.
Coach, give me a sense of what it's like to have Justin Hughes, knock on wood, healthy going into next season, because that was a real blow when he got injured last spring.
Yeah, I think the biggest blow we had with Justin is the communication side. He communicated everything to everyone on every snap multiple times, and that's the thing that great defenses communicate better than everybody else. There's talent both sides, but when you have guys that can communicate and get guys to understand what you're seeing so that they can see the same look, the same play, whatever it may be. And when you look at Hughes and Eli and Fletch, we have three senior linebackers that I'm really excited about because I think all of them are terrific players. I think Eli was one of the unsung heroes of the team last year. I thought he was as good a linebacker as I had seen play in the Big 12, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Let's talk about the secondary to wrap it up here. Losing Denzel Goolsbee will hurt just from leadership alone, if nothing else. But, boy, you've got a lot of good-looking young athletes back there.
Yeah, we really do. Excited about some of the young guys. Will Jones is a guy that we're really excited about. Tyrone Lewis we're excited about. It's going to start with J-Mac. You know, McPherson is our leader back there. He's played some nickel. He's going to play some safety. And then we have some depth at corner this year. We have A.J. and Walt coming back, Lance coming back. We've added a couple of guys to that mix as well. So we feel like we have some good depth at the corner spot, which we didn't have last year. And so I like the competition across the board in the secondary.
Thanks so much for your time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll be doing this on a weekly basis in the fall.
I sure hope we are, Wyatt.
That's Chris Kleiman, and we'll take a break. Back in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the spring edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. I'm Wyatt Thompson. We're now pleased to be joined by Kansas State's offensive coordinator, Courtney Messingham. It's great to see you. It's been too long. How are you, first of all? Are you hanging in there? I assume everybody's safe and doing well.
Yeah, well, my family, everybody, fortunately, is doing well. And, you know, it's different times, but you can't worry about things that are out of your control. And that's what we've been trying to tell our players is, get done the things you need to get done. Set a schedule and follow that schedule and try to keep getting better.
How impressed are you, Coach, with how these kids have handled this from afar? Not only the classes, but all of the Zoom meetings and the coaches' meetings and all of those kind of things. That can't be easy, and it seems like they've done really well with it.
Well, to this point, it's been phenomenal. That just as an example, you know, if we start our meeting at 8 o'clock and I click on that thing at 7:55, there's already about 7 of my 11 guys already in the meeting sitting waiting. And to me, that's a good deal. I try to do mine early so that I make sure they're up. Most of them don't have any class stuff until somewhere after 9. But if we can get them up and get them rolling and get the brains working a little bit, I think it helps them in the long run.
Let's go back in time a little bit. In the first season, it never is easy, I think, with the young players getting used to a new head coach, a new staff, and all of those kind of things. And yet we saw a lot of really good things and a lot of production in year number one. Give me a sense of, as you look back on it, what you guys did well offensively, because an 8-win season, I think, exceeded expectations of virtually everybody.
Well, I think the first thing that we did is we got a bunch of guys really buy in to trying to be sponges and to learn our offense. You know, one of the first things we talked about when we got here is you have to take care of the football. For the most part, I felt like Skyler did a good job. You know, I don't know the total number of turnovers we had, but in general, we took care of the football. I felt like we did a great job when we did get in the red zone, at least getting points. I'd have loved to have scored touchdowns every single time, but for the most part, we did a nice job getting points, and I think that will always be a key. Take care of the football, score when you got opportunity to, and if we can keep the ball away from the other team's offenses, it gives our team a much better chance of winning football games.
Coach, when I looked at the numbers, I think coaches really appreciate balance offensively. I think one of the really neat things from last year was how well you ran the ball because the running back position was so uncertain going into the season. How did you feel about that part?
Well, again, you know, it's kind of interesting. You get two transfer guys to come in, and they really bought in and did a nice job. But then you got some just guys that are just all in. Guys, you know, when you start looking at Harry Trotter and you start looking at some of the guys that had been here but yet maybe weren't yet, you know, Tyler Burns, you know, it's okay. What's my role? Well, both those guys just said, I don't care what my role is. Whatever you give me to do, I'm going to do it the best of my ability. And that's why we were successful is a bunch of guys just buying in and wanting to win for the guy next to them.
Courtney Messingham is our guest. Is it, I guess, fair to say, maybe that's the way to put this, that if missing spring ball hurt anything with this football team more than another position was the offensive line?
Oh, yeah. That'll be, you know, obviously everybody knows we had five senior starters on the O-line. So Josh Rivas played a ton of football and will be a great player for us next year. And we feel comfortable that we've got good players. We just don't have enough guys that have actually played in the Big 12 setting yet. And spring ball and obviously fall camp are going to be huge, not only for us to decide who those five are going to be, but for those guys to really start working together. Because the best O-lines don't always have maybe an All-American on them. The best O-lines have five guys that work together, and they're like a glove out there working as a group.
It's an interesting thing when you talk about that because obviously you lost a ton of experience, but where you do have experience is with Skyler, who's a fifth-year guy. Can he help the offensive line in any way, shape, or form that way?
Oh, yeah, because the biggest thing that they need to be able to do is when he's in that huddle and he's looking into their eyes, that they say, this guy's got it. This guy's got it figured out. So he can help them if it's breaking the huddle, if it's at the line of scrimmage, making sure we're getting them into the right call, if it's just settling them down in between plays. You know, that's the one good thing about us when we huddle all the time, the ability for Skyler to come in there, be calm, keep those five guys kind of like, guys, don't worry, we've got this, you'll be fine. That's a bigger deal than you think when you haven't started a bunch of games. And he'll do a great job with those guys, and those guys all respect him.
Coach, you also have a lot of players back when it comes to the receiving core. That's got to make you feel pretty good. And some of those kids are still making their way and learning and very young but very talented.
Well, yeah, when you start looking at a Josh Youngblood and you start looking at Malik Knowles, you say, boy, they're not very old. They got a lot of time left, but they do have a lot of talent. They've got a number of other guys with Gill and Brooks and Sebastian Taylor. And we've got a number of guys that can make plays for us. They've all got to keep growing up. They've all got to keep understanding the offense that much better. And then they all got to keep really working at their craft. If it's creating space, if it's getting off jam coverage or jam technique, if it's understanding, hey, block with this leverage, all of those things are important that you keep growing in the offense. But the ability to make big plays out of the wide receiver position, I think we'll have that this year.
I guess a final thought here. When this started, I didn't even know what Zoom was. Are you proficient at Zoom now?
Very honestly, I did not know what Zoom was either. I feel pretty good right now using it, but it's because we use it every single day, and I'm kind of a creature of habit. Once I figure it out, I'm pretty good at using it now. If all of a sudden it doesn't work in the morning, I have no idea how to fix it. That's the bigger issue.
That's why you and I get along so well. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Wyatt. Thank you.
That's Courtney Messingham. We're back in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle. Available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution, these special plates will let everyone know you are proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road today, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $4.5 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
I, 28.
Hot dang, Betty Jo. He goes any slower and sleepy'll be my name-o.
You should play Bingo Times from the Kansas Lottery. You could win up to 20 times your money if you get the X multiplier, and you can play them anywhere.
Gosh darn, Betty Jo.
There's two different tickets and lots of ways to win. If you get the X, you could win up to 25,000 like that. I'm almost done scratching this one.
Oh,
bingo!
70.
See KSLottery.com for details.
Hey, K-State fans, need new tires? Check out Peerless Tires for Less. Why Peerless Tires? No appointments needed. First come, first served. Free rotations and repairs with every tire sold. Four tires installed in usually less than 30 minutes. A 30-day test drive. And did we mention? No credit needed. Ask about our Snap Finance. Plus, tell them you heard the ad during the game and save 10% on your next purchase.
When you need tires for less, come to Peerless.
Tires for Less.
Make a Wildcat smile today. Shop online for officially licensed gear from the K-State Superstore. Gifts for mom, dad, grads, birthdays, and fans all across Wildcat country. New arrivals include t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, kids, and baby gear. Free ground shipping offered on every purchase at kstatesuperstore.com. No code necessary. K-State Superstore. Don't just be a fan. Be a super fan.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, Spring Edition. I'm Wyatt Thompson, now joined by the associate head coach of the Wildcats and a gentleman who coaches in the secondary, the cornerbacks. He is Van Malone. That title of associate head coach is new going into this new season. Tell me a little bit about what that means and how that changes from last year to this with your job.
Well, when coach came and challenged me with this position, he talked about the fact that if I wanted to be a head coach, then I need to be able to operate in that seat. And, you know, with this title is an opportunity for me to see many of the things that he deals with on a day-to-day basis. I've had the opportunity to be a defensive coordinator, but that's dealing with one section of the team. But when you are the head coach, you see it all. And so we've had the opportunity to meet on the dynamics, you know, of the team, offense, defense, special team, not necessarily from schematic outlooks, but from a leadership outlook and from the place that he sees it. Because as, you know, he shared with me when he became the head coach, there were many things that he had never seen before. And so I just feel really blessed to be able to be in this position, and it's even more dramatic to step into this role during a pandemic.
That's a really good point, and I guess that's where I was going to go next. Can you put into any kind of perspective what it's like coaching through this? I can't even imagine, to be perfectly blunt about it.
Well, you know, I think that when challenges come, all your systems are stressed, and honestly, they are challenged. You know, when we talk about the word family, right? That's a word that's thrown around a lot of in college football programs. But when your team is apart, when there are guys in different states, and when the only communication that you have is on Zoom and on phones and text messages, then that word family, it has to come to life. And accountability is another word that we use a lot. And so, again, when everyone's in their own place, their own space all over the country, you understand you're accountable to the team and the team is accountable to you. And that goes for the coaches as well as the players. As we are in Manhattan, then what are we doing as coaches? You know, how are we preparing for the season, and as we stress the same thing to our team. So it has been quite a challenge, but it just, Coach Klieman has said it since we've been here, is that when adversity comes, the great teams, they thrive in it. Mediocre teams, they just kind of barely try to make it, and bad teams, they implode.
Van, you played a long time, played in the league. I always have wanted to ask about this. Some coaches get labeled as a player's coach, and I think that's the ultimate compliment. Do you feel like you are that?
Well, I think, you know, there's all kinds of labels that go along with coaches. Some of them we can't say on air. But I think you do this for the player. You know, you do it for the player. But and I say for the player, but there are many other things that, you know, that I'm very proud to be labeled as when it comes to a coach, but really none other than being a player's coach, because of the fact that when you give them the plan and you have them to enact the plan, to execute the plan. A lot of coaches have great plans, and I think we have a great staff of planners and schemers, but when they go out to execute the plan, I think you play athletics for that little bit extra. You play athletics and you do it for the ability to be able to surge past your opponent. And sometimes you do that because of your care for your coach and your care for your teammate. And I've been very fortunate to be able to reach guys in that way, to be able to push them past their limits. And then I've, like I said, also I had the opportunity to be with some great guys and have the opportunity to learn great scheme. But everyone has scheme. And sometimes you have to figure out as a coach how to get them to do past what they think they can do.
Because you have been a coordinator, how does that help as you work with Joe Klanderman getting into next season?
Well, I'm just, I've since we've been together, I've been so impressed with who Joe is as a coach. He's organized, he's detailed, he's open-minded, he's innovative, and he's very competitive. So, you know, what I try to do is I try to challenge those things that maybe Joe doesn't think about at times. And I think we have a very experienced staff, and there are different guys that challenge him in that way as well. I believe Steve Stannard, our linebackers coach, who's also been a coordinator, challenges him in that way as well. So the fact that Joe and I are in the secondary together, that I've worked with a lot of secondary guys, and honestly, I've been blessed to always be with guys that I had a good relationship with, and we work well together. And I think Joe and I are the same way. There's a great amount of respect on both sides, and we kind of do things a little bit different, but we do them the same. And to me, I like that. We're on the same page, but we speak the same language, but we do it in just a little bit different way, and the players appreciate it. But one thing I've said since we started this mission, Joe and I, is that in the room, there's one voice, and it's Joe Klanderman. And it's my job to do everything I can to make him the best defensive coordinator in America, and that's my simple mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Van Malone, the associate head coach at Kansas State University. We'll take a break now. This is the Chris Klieman Show, Spring Edition. And this is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Chris Klieman Show Spring Edition. I'm Wyatt Thompson, and now pleased to be joined by Kansas State's new defensive coordinator, Joe Klanderman. First of all, congratulations on just that, being the new defensive coordinator at K-State. Big shoes to fill, certainly, but I know you're excited about it, and you're very ready.
Very excited about it. Yes, I believe I'm ready. I'm just hoping things can get back to normal here before too long so I can start doing some things.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. The challenges, I guess, if you will, about trying to coach and get ready to do this without players on campus, Zoom meetings, and all of those kind of things. I would assume the challenge of all the challenges to this point in your career.
I think one of the biggest roles that a coordinator has is being an organizer and being a communicator. Yeah. And if anything is stressing that or testing my ability in that, it's this time right now, as is for coaches across the country.
When you're coaching the safeties, take us through those Zoom meetings and what that's like. Because it can't, it may be similar, but it can't be the same as those kids sitting at a meeting here on campus.
It's not. And I guess what people don't understand about those meetings, maybe to the common person, is how long they take to actually set up. I probably spend 4 to 1, maybe more than that, the amount of time preparing for a meeting than I do actually being in the meeting. And so trying to make those meetings as efficient as possible so that they don't get bored and so that they can sit in there and be entertained and learn for an entire hour and not just be sitting there.
Visiting with Kansas State coach Joe Klanderman, the new defensive coordinator. And one thing that impressed me right away when talking with Coach Klieman about elevating you to defensive coordinator was that he said you were probably even ready a year ago or so. That has to make you feel pretty good about where you are at in your career, and you've worked with him a long time. There has to, in my mind at least, there has to be, you know, some good feelings there about how this all works.
Well, I've been a coordinator in the past, and when I left to take the job at North Dakota State, where I was not going to be a coordinator, that was something that crossed my mind. Do I want to go back to being a position coach? And at the time, I really did, because I was excited to learn under Coach Klieman and others. And but I never really stopped thinking about things from a coordinator's point of view. And every decision I made, every thought I brought up in a meeting was always from the global perspective, not necessarily from my position perspective. And I think because I think that way and have thought that way for so long, I think that it's just kind of naturally comes to me a little bit.
Joe, I'm going to ask you maybe what will sound like to some a dumb question and for others maybe a good question, because when you coordinate a defense, tell us what that means exactly, because I think a lot of people don't understand how closely you work with the position coaches to make all of this go.
Well, there's a lot of little decisions. I mean, there's a million different ways to do things, and there's a million good ways to do things. And I think first and foremost, big picture, is you've got to set the philosophy for what you're doing inside the framework of what your head coach wants you to do. And he's very involved X and O-wise with what we do also, because he's been around it. But, once you set the bigger picture, there's a lot of little decisions that need to be made. And some of those decisions are going to have huge impacts, and you don't really know which ones at the time. And I think that that's the ultimate role of a coordinator, is just being knowledgeable enough to know how those little decisions are going to impact the bigger picture.
You have, in your career, from my perspective at least, worked with some amazing defensive minds. Give us a sense of that, maybe a couple of two or three names of guys who have really influenced how you think, how you work, how you go about your business.
Well, I'm going to give you two easy ones here, and not dodging the question, but, you know, the first one is Coach Kleiman. You know, when I got to North Dakota State, you know, huge ego guy or whatever. No, I'm not. But, I you know, you think you know some things, and then when you get to a different place and you see somebody that's had tremendous success that they were having at the time at North Dakota State, and just what he knew and what he knew about the position just expanded my knowledge tenfold. And, you know, I really respect him for that. And then you know, again, I kind of climbed, you know, to the point where I think, and then I get exposed to Scotty Hazleton. Yeah. And Scotty is one of the most football sharp guys I've ever been around, really understands what he's doing, really sound in his philosophies. And, you know, those two guys have helped me so much.
Joe, I have been told, I've heard you say it even a little bit, that if there is a difference between Scotty Hazleton and the way Joe Klanderman will do this, is that you may be a little bit more aggressive. You know what that means in your mind better than everybody else. So kind of tell us what that – I'm going to guess we're not blitzing on every play or anything like that, but there will be, I guess, quote, subtle differences. Is that fair?
That's fair to say. I never actually said that. Let's get that out there.
Okay.
But I do you know, I don't – I can understand how somebody might think that may have been around. I think one of the things that Scotty's philosophy was – central in the focus was, we're not going to give up explosive plays. That's central in my philosophy too. I think there might be different ways to go about it, you know, and maybe being a little bit more aggressive within schemes, not necessarily turning into a crazy blitz happy maniac.
You've obviously worked with the current staff here, but Coach Stannard, what is your relationship with him as we talk today?
Well, our relationship goes a long way back. Shoot, when I was a coordinator at Minnesota State, he was the defensive coordinator at Colorado State at the time. I remember driving out 12 hours with our head coach to go see him. And he fed us some red beans and rice at 9 o'clock at night, and we drove on through the night back home. And that was, shoot, back in 2006, maybe 2007. It's been a long time. I just know in the month or so that he's been around, he is so football sharp. He is going to be such a huge asset for this program and for myself. Catches on to things that he hasn't been exposed to really quickly. Also brings some fresh new ideas that maybe we haven't been exposed to. And so he's a big-time football coach. We're lucky to have him.
We're going to take a quick break here and look at defensive personnel with Coach Klanderman when we come back in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
To our Dillon's associates, for the long hours and late nights, for the miles traveled and the shelves restocked, for making a difference in our customers' lives. Everyone at the Kroger family of brands and our customers say thank you. Dillon's, fresh for everyone.
Dillon's is now hiring, with immediate openings available to help keep our stores open and stocked. Apply today at jobs.dillons.com.
Buying tires from the discount place with absolutely no service. Now, that was about as good of an idea as when you had Elmer Fudd tattooed on your arm. When you need service, you need it now, not later. And the folks at Kansas Land Tire understand that. The company was founded over 40 years ago with an understanding and commitment to serving you with quality tires, service second to no one, and people that are committed to your uptime. Find the nearest Kansas Land Tire store at thetirestore.com. And remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
Make a Wildcat smile today. Shop online for officially licensed gear from the K-State Superstore. Gifts for mom, dad, grads, birthdays, and fans all across Wildcat country. New arrivals include t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, kids, and baby gear. Free ground shipping offered on every purchase at kstatesuperstore.com. No code necessary. K-State Superstore. Don't just be a fan. Be a super fan.
I'm Todd Graves of Raising Cane's. We've always operated with the highest standards of food safety, cleanliness, and health. And recently, we've taken even greater measures. This is very personal to me. I know how important it is to have a trusted, safe, and clean place to feed you and your loved ones. Raising Cane's is open and here to serve you our quality chicken finger meals and drinks through our drive-thrus and takeout. Go to RaisingCane's.com for details or call your local Cane's. One love.
Welcome back to the spring edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. I'm Wyatt Thompson, joined by Kansas State's new defensive coordinator, Joe Klanderman, who takes over for Scotty Hazleton. And let's talk a little bit about the team personnel. And I guess, to be perfectly honest with you, I have to start kind of where you coach, in that secondary. Give us a sense of what it means to lose Denzel Goolsbee. And I almost mean that more from a leadership standpoint and a quality individual, maybe more so than a player. And that's no disrespect. That dude was a good football player.
Very good football player. College football is, in our view, a race to maturity. And the more mature team generally is going to be more disciplined and have more success. And you're not going to find a more mature individual than Denzel Goolsbee. And that you have 1 5-minute conversation with him and that'll hit you right in the face. Tremendous individual, great leader, by example. You're never going to catch him not on the top of his game. And, he'll be missed. And I'm just hoping that the legacy that he left in that room will carry on. And hopefully it rubbed off enough on some of these guys that are going to be leaders this year.
Well, let's talk about some of those other guys. I think in visiting earlier in the show with Coach Kleiman, he specifically pointed out one guy who I thought was really, really good last year and maybe didn't get the headlines he deserved, and that was Jerron McPherson. He's a good player.
He just dirties it up in there. You know, he's a scrapper. Really unfair to him because he probably played out of position a year ago. Not sure if he's going to have to do that again or not, but he's certainly one of our best 11 football players, and you're going to see a lot of him out there. Great leader. He has taken over for what Denzel has kind of left. I mean, he's a guy that everybody respects, young guys, old guys, you know, across positions. He is kind of filling those shoes, so to speak.
I know you're very excited about a lot of other guys, too, and I'll just give you an opportunity to mention some of those guys. One guy that comes to mind for me really right away is Tyrone Lewis, great-looking young kid who just kind of got his feet wet a little bit last year.
He had a great bowl prep season. Mm-hmm. He also is a guy that we moved around positions, just trying to find the best formula to get our best 11 guys out there, and I don't know what that is. Spring ball would have helped there, but we'll have to find out quickly in the spring. But he is so athletic and has such suddenness and snap to his body. A lot of the concepts and stuff are new to him, and that took him a fall to understand that. But you could really tell the wheels were turning and things were beginning to click during the bowl prep season.
How much better can Jonathan Alexander be this year, being through it a year? I think certainly some better, obviously.
You know, the other thing about John is he wasn't always healthy last year. Yeah. And so, you know, he missed some time. He missed some games. He had some nicks and scratches that, and people forget that it was his first year of playing real college football. I mean, he'd been at junior college and stuff, but it's a different pace. And it's a different level of what's expected of you and what's demanded of you. And he has come so far. And so the sky's the limit for him.
Am I leaving anybody out? Have we touched on most of the guys?
No, I'm afraid. Happily, no. It's going to be such competition in that room across the positions. Will Jones is a guy that's a young guy that will play into the mix, probably the fastest guy on our football team. T.J. Smith was a guy that enrolled early, unfortunately didn't get the practice, but was so impressive with what he knew and how he goes about his business as a 18-year-old. Incredible. It'd be interesting to see how Wayne Jones continues to develop. Be interesting to see how Brock Monty continues to develop. There's we moved Ryan Hennington, who was playing on the offensive side of the ball last year, over to this spot, and what he was doing athletically with his body and knowledge wise throughout the winter was impressive. So I couldn't tell you. I couldn't begin to. And that's a good problem to have, but I couldn't begin to tell you where we're going to be.
Joe Klanderman is our guest. I'm not sure how to say this. I guess how lucky do you feel to work in that secondary with Van Malone, who's been around the game a long time, great human being, really great football coach.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're going to find a better person than Van. I mean, just and the players know that. Coaches that are in that room know that. Unbelievable. I mean, we're so fortunate to have him here and have his leadership with what he's doing with not only the guys in his room, but the guys on the entire team.
All right, let's talk about some of the other areas. We'll talk about the front and the linebackers. I'll start with the linebackers. I know you coach in the secondary, but coordinating now, you saw Justin Hughes last year and what he meant to the football team before he went down. That's big to have him back, isn't it?
Huge to have him back. I mean, he provides a little bit of levity, I guess. I mean, because you know he's always going to be right. And it really, you know, there was times and there's guys that you play with that you don't always know what they're going to do or how they're always going to react. And you just know that he's been in the fire. He's going to react well. He's going to play fast. He's going to be a great communicator. He's going to be on the same page with everybody. Excited about his future here.
Elijah Sullivan, too, is a guy who last year I thought played really well. How'd you see that?
I thought in the Navy game, if you ever watched the Navy game, I mean, I don't know if there's a better individual performance than that all year from anybody. He was really coming into his own at the end of last year. We're probably going to ask him to make a position switch as well, but his athleticism and his knowledge, he'll be able to do it.
Now let's talk about that defensive front. Certainly you'll miss a couple of those guys in the middle there. I mean, we saw Jordan Mitty really come on in the 2 years that he basically played, and Trey Deshaun, I think, is as undervalued as anybody that's played here in a while. That dude was a really good football player.
Those two guys were as disruptive as any pair in the league, yeah. And they don't get any credit for it. And that's going to be the biggest question mark, to be honest with you, is who's going to fill those shoes. Obviously, yeah. Drew Wiley's played a little bit. Eli Huggins has played a little bit. But we're going to need somebody to get rolling there. We've got a couple of transfers in that area. We need some younger guys to step up. Matthew Polamalu, Jalen Pickle, guys like that are going to need to be players for us this year.
So excited for you. Again, congratulations. And let's hope we're playing football not only this fall but on time.
And into January.
Oh, boy. Amen to that. That's Joe Klanderman, the new defensive coordinator at Kansas State, and we're back to wrap up the show after a timeout. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show Spring Edition. Just enough time to thank a few folks and wrap it up here tonight. Thanks to Eric Nichols back at our studios in Jeff City, to Kenny Lanou and Ryan Lackey from the K-State Sports Information staff, and all of our coaches, including head coach Chris Kleiman, for joining us on the program tonight. That will wrap it up for us. Thanks so much for listening. We look forward to the 2020 football season in the fall, and let's hope it's on time, as we've said throughout the program tonight. Again, thanks for listening and good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.